You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and with me is Dom Betts. And today we are going to be previewing the Arsenal versus Tottenham North London derby. Also, we're going to be doing our Premier League all-time greatest team made up of Arsenal and Tottenham players since the start of the Premier League. Dom, is this the biggest North London derby the Premier League has ever seen? Two teams going for the title.
To be fair, they were both going for the title last season. I think why it's so key this season is because I know it's only 10 games in, but it's so tight at the top, and this win can make
for either side
and make a gap.
Right.
Because Arsenal can end up being, what, like 4 points ahead of Spurs by the end of the game? 5 points, maybe? And if Spurs win, they're closing the gap on Arsenal.
We'd say marginally, Arsenal are the team more in form. They won in the Champions League. They won against Sunderland.
I mean, I wouldn't say marginally. I'd say they're in a lot better form than Tottenham Hotspur. Tottenham haven't won in a month.
No.
They haven't beat in a team since the City game. And since City game, they've only scored one goal from open play. So I'd say Arsenal are in a lot better form. I know Spurs haven't lost, but they haven't won.
Who are the key men going to be on either side then?
Arsenal, the key players, obviously Mesut Ozil, Alexis Sanchez, they're the two key attacking players. And then obviously Cech and Koscielny and Mustafi.
Basically, you're just naming the whole team.
No, I've only named like five players. I've named half the team. But no, the key players going forward is obviously going to be Mesut Ozil.
Harry Kane's back in training for Spurs. Will he play?
I think you have to risk him.
Really?
I think you do if you want to chance.
I tend to agree.
Because I haven't seen anything from Vincent Janssen to warrant staying in the side. Because all he's done is score penalties.
Yeah. I think Harry Kane has got to play if Tottenham want to get anything out of this game. He needs to play at least 60 minutes. I think if the two Arsenal centre-backs, Mustafi and Koscielny, get the team sheet and see Janssen up front, they'll be buzzing. If they see Harry Kane back on the team sheet, I think it puts a bit of doubt in their mind, don't you?
Well, yeah. Who would you rather face? I mean, you'd probably rather face neither, being a centre-back, because they'd both destroy you. But, yeah, obviously they're going to be...
We stop mentioning me on the podcast.
No.
I don't, like, say, like, I'm a good player. I'm awful.
You're the captain.
Of University of Westminster.
Exactly.
No, I'm not. I used to be.
You used to be.
And they dropped me.
You're going places, mate.
Yeah, we're getting relegated.
Right, so yeah, if they see Harry Kane, obviously they're going to be more worried than if they see Vincent Janssen. Because also we mentioned this, the way Harry Kane brings his attacking goal scoring midfielders into the game, the Heung-min Son.
Dele Alli's missed his mate, hasn't he?
Yeah. Dele Alli, Heung-min Son, Eric Lamella, Christian Eriksen.
They've missed Harry Kane. Who'd have thought it? So, I want to get a score prediction. Who's winning it?
3-1 Arsenal. I'm going to say Arsenal are going to win a game.
Really?
Spurs are just rubbish.
At the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, they just can't find the back of their net. They should just get it free transfer Berbatov, mate. Get him in quickly for the game. He'll bury him.
I can't see that happening. But I can see Arsenal winning.
If Harry Kane doesn't start, I can honestly see Arsenal walking this game.
Really? I'm going to go 2-0 the Arse. They're going to impress the whole of the Premier League.
They have to pretty much equal, if not better, their Man City performance if they want to have a chance in this game.
It's going to be difficult. Dom, let's move on to our Arsenal-Tottenham best all-time Premier League team. We picked it together for once. We normally pick
our own teams,
yeah. But we've got so many of the same players, we're just going to pick a Football Hour best 11. So, in goal, we've got David Seaman. Why haven't we got Jens Lehmann?
Obviously, they were the only two options, really. I mean, the only Spurs option is Lloris.
You don't want
Manuel Almunia.
Hilarious Gomez.
Paul Robinson.
Just stop saying Tottenham shit goalkeepers. It's got to be David Seaman, doesn't it?
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And what I love about Seaman is he never drop a ball.
No. Always catch shots, wouldn't he? Always catch shots. Why don't keepers do that anymore?
And that save, I know it's not the Premier League, but that save in the FA Cup
against
Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And that was like when he was getting older.
So we've gone for 4-4-2, four at the back. The only difference at the back we had was in right back. You went for Lee Dicko.
Dicko Dixon.
Classic match of the day 2 pundit till he made his transfer to ITV. I've gone for Lauren, who is just part of the Invincibles.
Lauren, I think he doesn't get enough praise. Because in that defence, you always talk about Sol Campbell. Sol Campbell, Ashley Cole, Philip Senderos. So Lee Dixon, I went for him because he's not. He's a bit like Gary Neville. In fact, he's not your modern fullback.
No, okay.
He was a very good defender.
Yeah.
Very good own goal scorer as well when he loses David Seaman. But no, I put Lee Dixie in just because I think he's an unbelievably good right back.
All right, well, that's the only one we disagree on. And either, why did, or, what, either or.
Did you just pick Laurent just for the fact he was in the Invincibles team?
Yeah, that's the only reason. And I can remember him a lot more than Lee Dixon.
It was mainly because the first season I remember watching football was the season when Arsenal did the double, won the FA Cup against, was it Chelsea they won the FA Cup against?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first season I started watching football, and I remember that Lee Dixon was just was great in that defence.
Okay, well, who are the other three defenders that we've all agreed
on? Well, you can't do an Arsenal or Tottenham anything without mentioning Sol Campbell.
No.
Loved by one set of fans, despised, if that's a way to put it lightly, by the other.
If I was asking you to do a Tottenham best Premier League team, would Sol Campbell get in it?
I think you have to say yes. I mean, it depends if you're asking me or a Tottenham fan.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Alongside him, you'd... I mean, technically, if without Sol Campbell, I don't know, who would you'd have Ledley King, Michael Dawson.
Michael Dawson.
Toby Alderweireld.
Yeah. Campbell's got to be in. Forget the transfer. He just took Arsenal to another level. Like, a European level side. Strong, quick, great on the ball, great in the air, brilliant player.
And he had a never-ending slide tackle.
Never-ending slide tackle. Alongside him, Tony Adams.
There's no one else you can pick here, really.
Mr. Arsenal, wasn't he?
Well, you say he's Mr. Arsenal, he's from, West Ham, but...
He is the leader of that team. Every story you hear from Paul Merson talks about Tony Adams running that dressing room, that he was the leader. There was other stories about him going to training absolutely drunk and running around with a bin bag to sweat out the alcohol, but that's the other side of Tony Adams. The side I saw on the pitch was a tremendous leader.
Arsenal haven't had a leader since. Nothing like it.
No, nothing like that.
Don't think they ever will, to be perfectly honest.
And Ashley Cole, Arsenal's Sol Campbell, if you think about
Arsenal
it.
Arsenal fans hate him, but he is the greatest left-back I've ever seen.
Really?
Because I didn't see too much of Roberto Carlos' career. It was a lot of it was before I started watching football, like in the late 90s. And in my lifetime, in the 21st century, Ashley Cole has been the best left-back I've ever seen. Unbelievable.
He's got to be in the team. Into midfield, we've got two central midfielders. A Tottenham player's finally made our team.
Yeah, they have.
The first one of the midfielder. Who is it?
Luka Modric.
Why?
Because we've only actually got two players here actually still playing properly, I guess. And Luka Modric, he was brought in from, was it, Dinamo Zagreb, I believe. And everyone was like, okay, they saw him in, I think, maybe like an international competition. Okay, he's a decent player. Bring him in.
He struggled at first in the Premier League,
He did struggle at first, but then the last two seasons he was at the club, he was near enough world class.
And I think maybe the reason we've got him in the team ahead of maybe Gilberto Silva, who won the league, Emmanuel Petit, Edu, maybe because of not what he's done in a Tottenham shirt, but maybe the players become at Real Madrid.
Exactly. That comes into your mind when you're thinking about it, and we sort of wanted to get more than just one Tottenham player in the side. And I think Modric is one of the only other players who warrants a position.
Yeah, Arsenal fans, do not have a go at us for not putting Gilberto Silva in. We only really put Modric in because there's not many Tottenham players, and we don't want to upset Tottenham fans. On the right-hand side of our... Oh, no, we've not done the other centre mid. Vieira. Whoa. Vieira. Whoa, he's got to play in the team.
Unbelievable. I don't think I've seen a holding midfielder like him, honestly. Like,
so you prefer him to Roy Keane?
100%.
I know this is an Arsenal Tottenham podcast, but I just prefer Roy Keane.
I don't know.
But Vieira is the only man who ever come up against Roy Keane who actually gave him a battle.
Yeah, I mean, Patrick Vieira, he's the best holding midfielder I've ever seen in the Premier League.
What has happened since he's left? Arsenal just haven't been able to fill that position.
Since he left.
He's still holding the team.
Who was it, to Juventus?
Yeah.
Yeah, he left to Juventus. Haven't replaced him since. The closest they've come...
Don't even say it, because it just...
Not even the close. The only holding midfielder they've actually had who can actually play holding midfield to any ability is Francis Coquelin.
And he's nowhere... He's just nowhere near... But the thing is... Vieira, yes, defensively, brilliant passer, could go forward, could shoot. Players that they've got at the moment, they can't get anywhere near the technical ability. He is Arsenal's greatest central midfielder.
Yeah, the only player in the Premier League since who's come anywhere near his ability is Yaya Toure.
Okay.
As a type of player.
Yeah.
But even he's not anywhere near Patrick Vieira.
Okay.
Unbelievable centre mid, Vieira.
Yeah, great. And on the right, a player I thought made the game look easy. Beautiful hair, very French in the style of play. A bit like Platini, Robert Pires.
Unbelievable player, apart from that penalty.
Why?
Oh, he was just everything you need in a winger. He could do both. He could get down the line, whip a ball in for your strikers for them to nod in.
Yeah, that's a
good
point.
Or he could cut inside and just curl one into the top corner.
And didn't he do that on so many occasions?
And he made it look so, as you said, so easy, so simple, like it wasn't any effort involved for him.
No. The perfect, perfect player, I just think. Just
having
so
like
brilliant.
Having him on one side, Freddie Ljungberg on the other.
One with grace, one with pace.
And the other one is a very industrious winger. Yeah.
So why have you not gone Ljungberg over Pires? Or even Marc Overmars, who won the league with Arsenal?
See, I never actually saw Overmars play.
Okay.
So I don't think...
You'd just be going on what Premier League he is.
In all-time 11s, I don't like picking players unless they were like a George Best or a Maradona or a Pele.
But you said Madonna.
Madonna, that's it. Maradona, that's it. I mean,
like
she didn't miss. Right, I don't like picking players who I haven't seen play.
Okay.
I don't think it's right, because...
Holiday. I can't get Madonna out of my head. Pires is in, on
picked
the right
him over Ljungberg, just because Ljungberg was an unbelievable winger, but Pires, I think, just had so much more to his game.
Have we done this wrong? Because on the opposite side, we've got Gareth Bale playing left wing. Could we put Gareth Bale right wing and put Pires in his own position at...
You could do that, but it's just the whole time Bale was at Spurs and he was on the wing, he was playing on the left-hand side. But in his position now at Real Madrid, I guess you could switch him around. But moving on to our other winger.
Yeah.
Gareth Bale. Did start very, very poorly at Tottenham. He didn't win a game for like 2 years.
Is Gareth Bale better than Henry?
100% no.
Yeah, I don't think he is. But did his performances in the two seasons before he left for Real Madrid, were they as ever as good as Henry?
Some of them were. I mean, there's some games you think about where...
West Ham away.
Yeah, when Henry was untouchable when he was playing. We'll get on to Henry later.
Well, let's talk Bale. I thought, I often go on YouTube if I'm ever bored and put Gareth Bale's goals, was it 2012 to 2013? Because I'd never seen a player consistently score goals that far out all the time.
That far out and in that late in the game as well.
What happened to him? Because he was just this skinny lad. Didn't he go 20-odd games without winning for Spurs?
And then he had Inter Milan away in the Champions League.
And it just
gone. Went click, bang. I can't click, but it went click, bang. Destroyed Maicon. And from there, he just progressed as a player. Unbelievable. And then when he moved into the middle, we're like, okay, why have they done this?
He was their playmaker. He was their winger. He was their striker. He was their everything. They're just about now, I'd say, getting over him, I think. Because it took a few years, because they brought in about 10 players to replace him, didn't they, with the money?
Brought in Lamella, who, yes, is playing very well, but it took him a year or two to get used to the Premier League.
Yeah.
And they're like, so technically, we've just sold Bale for nothing and brought in a load of players who can't play football, like Paulinho and players like that.
So, let's go up front.
Easily.
Robbie Keane and Dimitar Berbatov?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Berbatov's up front, 100%. No. Dennis Bergkamp and Thierry Henry. There is no possible way to suggest anyone else.
Could Ozil come in for Bergkamp?
100% no way.
Okay. Van Persie?
Van Persie was an unbelievable striker when he was at Arsenal.
Yeah.
But can you warrant putting him in over Thierry Henry?
No.
Or can you warrant putting him in over Dennis Bergkamp? The only Spurs striker even...
If we were going to be kind to Spurs fans, Robbie Keane, I couldn't take Bergkamp's place in our team, could he?
If he was going to play in that team, he'd be Henry's place and not Bergkamp's place. Because Bergkamp would play a bit behind Henry in like our famous 9.5 position.
Well, anyway, Thierry Henry, let's talk about him. The va-va-voom. The first superstar I ever remember watching in the Premier League.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
When Thierry Henry was in his pomp for Arsenal, I was a Leeds United kid. And Leeds United were one of the top teams in the Premier League. And there were always big games against Arsenal. And the reason Leeds maybe never won anything is because of a player like Thierry Henry. He owned that team. He absolutely owned it. In a team full of unbelievable players who were all in our Tottenham Arsenal 11, Bergkamp, Vieira, Pires, Ashley Cole, no one ever came close to being as good as Thierry Henry. He was so quicker than any other player. It was scary. There's a case that he could be the greatest ever Premier League player.
I think he is okay. at the moment. He's got to be. There's no one else near him.
Shearer's got a better goalscoring record, but I'm not sure.
I think when you look at the best player in the league, it is about how many you've scored, how many you've assisted, etc. But it's all about what you've done with that club, what you've won with that club. Like, we're never going to see an Untouchables team again.
Okay.
There's too many good managers coming into the league. That will never happen again.
And our manager for this team's got to be Arsene Wenger.
He's been the only manager in the Premier League for the minute.
Not being Martin Yol. Do you know what Martin Yol is?
Oh, Yol. Who was
the guy who came from Spain for Tottenham?
Oh, Juan de Ramos.
Juan de Ramos. He won the League Cup.
Tim Sherwood.
Yeah, I'm not sure Tim Sherwood would be the manager.
I don't know. He supports Arsenal, so I mean, he might fit in the team.
Oh, I hope he's not listening. Right, that's been our Arsenal Tottenham. It's basically been our Arsenal all-time Premier League 11
plus
with
Gareth Bale and Luka Modric.
Let's put that as a title. Okay, if you're listening before the derby, enjoy. If you're listening after, unlucky Arsenal, or well done Arsenal, unlucky Tottenham, well done Tottenham. Thank you for listening. That was Don Betts. I've been Alex Mearns, and you've been listening to The Football Hour.
We are now available on iTunes. Just search The Football Hour on the iTunes store and subscribe to receive all our latest podcasts straight away.